Looking at the numbers here. Look at the numbers here. It's going to be, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty on the markets. Simply put, a lot of uncertainties in the markets because of the coronavirus and because of what's going on in response to it. Supply chain issues. The latest numbers we're seeing from China is that the number of cases being identified of coronavirus is plummeting. In fact, nearly all of those 14 makeshift hospitals set up to deal with coronavirus patients have now been shut down. Nobody to treat, which is good news. It means that there is a shelf life, an arc, if you will, of this virus. And once it gets past that arc, the number of cases start to come down. Now, there are a lot of people out there right now spreading information that our hospitals could be overwhelmed in the next 10 to 14 days with patients with coronavirus. To me, it appears to be a bit of an exaggeration. We'll see what happens. But if you extrapolate the numbers and you look at what happened in South Korea, where 200,000 people were tested, 7,300 tested positive. Of those 0.6%, it was a fatal illness. But in looking at those that need hospitalization, it's about 10%. So in South Korea, that would have been less than 1,000 people out of the 200,000 they tested. So extrapolate that in the United States. Yes, it's going to take up bed space. Yes, it's going to be a strain on the healthcare system. Yes, some of the healthcare workers will become infected with coronavirus, most likely. Yes, those things will happen. But to completely waterlog our healthcare system, that is yet to be seen. And I don't think it is time to panic at all. I don't think it's time to be that level of concern should not happen at this point. And what would panic do for you anyway? The concern, of course, is if the hospitals are jam-packed and that the emergency rooms and the beds get jam-packed with coronavirus patients, then everything else is also pushed back, whether it's a car accident or an illness or whatever it may be. Other issues will get pushed to the back of the line because hospital beds will be full, potentially. But that's quite a leap, I believe, based on where we are today. The number of cases are clicking up because we're testing more. Many of these cases were here already. Many of these cases, think about this, how many cases in the United States have people already had the virus, didn't go see a doctor, it was either very mild or asymptomatic, and they're already past it? If you go back and assume that they are correct, that the virus was spreading around beginning in mid-January in the state of Washington, maybe sooner, but at least mid-January is traveling around the virus was, then lots of people would have been exposed on planes, trains, automobiles, workspaces, public gatherings, all of these places, many people would have been exposed. So then you have to ask yourself, how severe is the illness? And we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. As you know, I'm here. I was asked to broadcast from an alternative studio, which I have decided to do for the next couple of weeks. Only because I attended CPAC, I have no reason to believe that there's anything wrong with me or Ivy or anybody else. But hey, in out of respect for the mothership and out of respect for the co-workers at the mothership and so forth, I don't mind. I'm not offended by it. I'll go. I can do it. A lot of people cannot, but I can. I can go work elsewhere. If necessary, I could go take a two-week vacation on the Gulf Shores. You know, we can talk about that as well. The point being is, when I talked to a doctor, good friend of mine, I said, what do you make of it? He said, it's all BS. He said, yeah, it's an illness. He goes, I deal with illnesses every day, some of which they don't even have a name for. He goes, you know what we do? We wash our hands. He goes, and you don't need hand sanitizer. Regular soap and water will do. Not even bacterial soap. Not antibacterial soap. Regular soap and water will do. Because the weak part of a virus is the lipid, the fat. So regular hand soap and vigorous washing takes that away, takes it out of the equation. So wash your hands regularly and be smart, he says. Of course, you have to be concerned about it getting into elderly populations like it did at the nursing home in the state of Washington. That's of grave concern. We certainly don't want to see that happen. But people are being proactive. People are self-quarantining. People are going home to work like we've done, or whatever. And I've never seen people wash their hands as much as I have my entire life, washing their hands, using hand sanitizer. Nothing wrong with using hand sanitizer, but you can't buy the stuff anywhere. The shelves are clear of it. But you don't need that. You just need regular soap. Nice to have. You don't need it. And by the way, regular vodka won't do it either. You have to be over 120 proof for it to be an effective hand sanitizer. Tito's Vodka of Texas putting that out. We are not a hand sanitizer. Which is weird because I thought that maybe if I ingested it, it would kill the virus. A lot of it. Apparently that's not true. And by the way, in Iran, where they've had scores of people die, many of those deaths are from people drinking denatured alcohol, poison, because they have this belief that somehow that'll kill the virus. Oh, it'll kill the virus because it kills the host. That's one way to kill the virus, kill the host. Not a good plan, just telling you. All right, so here's my request to you today. Send me some notes to stevegerber.com. Tell me some great shows to watch, to binge watch, great recipes to play with. And be sure to follow us on Facebook. I would appreciate that. Follow us on Facebook. Go to the Steve Gruber Show. Looking for your support today. And for those of you on America's Voice, it's Dish Network 219. We've been there for a couple of weeks now. If you can't get the program anywhere else, you can always get it at Dish Network 219, the first 2 hours of every day. Broadcast across the nation. You know, pretty cool, right? Across the nation. So we appreciate your support, and we appreciate your patronage. We certainly do. It's Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2020. We're going to take a quick break here. Some final thoughts for hour number two here on Dish Network and elsewhere. Don't go anywhere. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hi, I'm Erin Elke with the Eaton Rapids Area District Library. A child's ability to read has a direct effect on their future success. Reading with your child helps to increase their vocabulary and improves their reading fluency and comprehension. March is National Reading Month, and we are encouraging everyone to pick up a book and read to a child, whether it's a beloved classic or something new and exciting. We encourage you to spread the joy of reading. For more information, visit NEA's Read Across America site at www.readacrossamerica.org.